So we might be in the midst of the Pyeongchang Paralympics, but let's rewind a little. Cast our minds back to the Winter Games, to the women's ski slope style competition, where South Korean freestyle skier Lee Mi-hyun finished 13th among 23 contestants. Even though she wasn't able to make it to the finals, where just the top 12 perform, she wasn't far behind and showed her best performance for a Korean female skier at the Olympics, which is something very special in itself, of course. But she also has a special story. She was adopted by a family in Philadelphia a year after her birth, recovered her Korean nationality in 2015, and obviously went on to compete for Team South Korea. And we can welcome Lee Mi-hyun on the line right now to hear more. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And so much of the focus goes to the medalists during the games especially, but your performance was certainly one to be proud of. How do you feel now looking back with a few weeks of hindsight?
I feel amazing. I still look back today and it's unbelievable. I don't know how I actually did it, to be honest.
What did you gain out of the experience, though? Was it much more than just the sporting side?
Yeah, I feel like I've learned and gained how to accept things for what they were. Now, going into this competition, there were a couple of things that weren't going on my side, but as the competition was approaching, I kind of just put everything out to the side and had everything that I could possibly do out on the slope, and that's what I did. And afterwards, even though I didn't make the cut for the finals, I still accepted the way that I skied because it was the best skiing that I've ever could have put out there that day. And I've learned to accept that.
Well, most of us never even get to the Olympics, and to get to the Olympics and put on a performance beyond even your expectations is something obviously to be very proud of. But we were also really interested in your story, ending up to represent South Korea, having been adopted in the US initially. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, obviously, you can't summarize your whole life in a few minutes, but having been adopted, how special was it, for example, to be accepted back in South Korea?
Awesome to come back to my birth country, not knowing the language, not knowing the culture, not knowing anything about Korea, and pretty much indulging myself, diving head in first and skiing for Korea. Now, I took a personal trip to New Zealand to kind of kick off my life and start working a bunch and go to school maybe, but the Korean Ski Association reached out to me and offered for me to ski for them, and I wouldn't know who would say no.
For you, though, was it more about just being able to compete at the Olympics? Or was it more about reconnecting with the country of your birth?
I would say it would be a little bit both. Not necessarily just because the Olympics are such a great big world stage event. It's more of I have a chance to go visit my birth country, go see what the language is like, what the food is like, what the people are like, and to kind of dig down and see where my roots were.
And what did you find in your roots? Was there anything really that stands out for you that maybe even surprised you?
Kind of funny, though, like growing up in the States, you know, there's different dialects and different accents, and I didn't realize it was the same thing here in Korea, depending on where you're from Seoul or Busan, you know. And I did discover that I am less picky with food as well. Now, even with the culture, I guess the way of living of life is very different than I was used to, but I've learned to accept certain things with my teammates as well, and how they do things, and we get along great now.
Nice to hear. I would like to ask you as well, though, about the search for your birth parents. I know that you were not able to connect with them, and that apparently your search continues. Did that play on your mind even while you were competing?
Yes, it did. It crossed my mind a couple times, especially at the top where you're thinking too much, where most athletes will think too much. But at the top of the course, before dropping in, I kind of took a deep breath and thought about it and was like, they could be watching, or they could not be watching. But then I brought myself back to reality real quick and said, you know what, this is it. This is your time to shine. And it's pretty much you and the mountain. And that's why I feel like I performed the best that I possibly could have.
Would you ever have got into skiing, do you think, if you hadn't gone to live in the United States as a baby?
No, I don't think that would have ever been a chance. My father, back in the States, he's an avid skier, and that's one of the main reasons why I'm skiing today.
So obviously, being in the United States in a whole range of ways has probably brought you a very rich experience. How do you deal with that kind of presumably an emotional conflict?
I'm not sure how to exactly answer that question. I guess everyone behind me that's brought me up the way that I am now support me in my decisions now.
Well, it's wonderful for you to feel the love, of course, from your American family, your American friends, but you've also gained a lot of interest, as I said before, here in South Korea, not just because of your performance, but because of your story. And I think a lot of people want to see you reunited with your birth parents. And let's talk about some of your fellow Korean athletes here, Jang Hyo-jin and Lee Kang-bok, you trained with, for example. Were they some of the ones that you were able to build that close relationship that you sort of referred to before?
When we first started being teammates, I was very different from them because of our culture differences, and they were a little younger than me. But as time grew on and we started traveling together, we got to know each other pretty well. And if you were to call anyone family to me now, it would be definitely Kang-bok and Hyo-jin. They're the greatest teammates that anyone could have ever asked for. They're fun. They love to laugh. We always joke around, and I wouldn't regret anything that happens in the future for them or for what happens in the past couple of years together.
I'm curious, and I was curious when you said it before, and now I want to ask you, what would be an example of a cultural difference that you had major problems with initially?
Initially, it would definitely be the language. It was difficult because they didn't have a lot of English, and I definitely didn't have any Korean. But as time grew on, we had kind of like the sign language communication with each other, or like very, very simple words, and eventually over time, the same word would mean the same thing. But other than that, I would say that it was pretty well going. I mean, especially we're young. We kind of let things go a little easier. And if there's a problem, they can go amongst themselves and, you know, discuss what they need to say and find a better way to communicate it with me. And we always had patience with each other, which was one of the main key reasons why we get along so well.
Well, that's nice to know as well. What about your connection with the Korean fans? I mean, if language was an issue with your teammates, it may have been a problem as well with people coming up to you, maybe presuming, looking at you and seeing the Team South Korea badge, that you could just understand what they were saying.
Yes. Now, a lot of the people that came up to me did realize that I didn't speak a lot of Korean. And I've heard a lot of the similar same questions over and over since I've been living here in Korea. So I can kind of listen decently, but I can't speak back, which is a shame because that's what holds the conversation. So that being said, you know, if they wanted to ask for a photo, I'd be able to understand what they're saying and communicate that way.
Looking a bit further forward, what are your plans for the future? For example, are you aiming to compete at Beijing 2022 and maybe even go a little bit better, make that final? Because still they're talking about a controversial decision depriving you of that top 12 finish.
Correct. Regardless of what happens here in Pyeongchang, if I have another chance to go for Beijing 2022, I'm definitely going to do that.
maybe we can finish on that note. Can you share with us a word of support for all the Paralympians in Pyeongchang right now?
I am absolutely stoked that they made it out here, and I hope everyone can go out and support them as well. Just because that the times are changing and it's more springtime, it's more of a reason to come out and support the Paralympics. Now, I'm extremely excited that I'm still located in Pyeongchang, and hopefully when I'm out of here, I can definitely go see a couple events myself.
Well, Lee Mi-hyun, we'll maybe catch up with you in person there as well, but it's been wonderful connecting with you on the phone, and we hope to follow your progress all the way through to Beijing 2022.
Thank you. I appreciate it.